This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Duct Tape for the Morally Gray Areas of Life. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 144.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
And I'm Jenny.
And Jeremy Laughlin will be replaced by our screaming whoop monkey.
You had to hit it twice.
Which is, it's so nice, I have to hit it twice. Whatever that means. Yeah, Jeremy could not be with us tonight, but due to scheduling conflicts, he was fighting with his schedule, and his schedule was apparently winning. And I think, though, the Whoop Monkey makes a comparable comparison to our comrade of comedy and crime, Mr. Kofligon, which doesn't start with a C, but I made it start with a C. Anyway, that's pretty close to the pterodactyl noises that he makes.
Oh, no.
Which I, somewhere in an episode over the rainbow, is one of those pterodactyl sounds. So it's just Jenny, my beautiful wife, and me. So if you want the sappy, clean comedy, this could be it. Or this could be very different. But we've got some fun things to share with you, stories, some feedback, a noodleism, and some interesting iTunes review also. So let's get started with this by doing this. Awkward silence.
Okay, so awkward. Beep 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 beep
beep beep beep beep beep beep beep beep. Funny stuff from the last week-ish or so. Springtime is upon us.
Is that what springtime sounds like?
Yeah, at least in all the commercials. Either commercials that have to do with waking up or with springtime. Because that's the song that they do. So you feel free to do that in the background while I explain
what
this.
What is the song?
It's one of Vivaldi's Four Seasons suite. I think it's the song for maybe like Volcano Season or something like that.
I can't even imagine what song that is.
But
it sounds like Twilight Zone.
No, that's... And this is...
I think you should put yourself on a loop.
And, well, it's... Maybe I should. But it's a little bit different from Phantom of the Opera, which is...
And now we're the music review podcast.
Everything to me is in doot-doos and la-las and... Hoo-hoos.
You say la-las?
Actually, no, not too often.
Yeah, that's what I was singing. Oh, well.
Yeah. Anyway, with spring comes bugs. And with bugs come annoyances of ants and spiders and stuff.
Oh, spiders.
Spider. We recently discovered that we have some ants coming into the house.
Yes, we did.
At the front door. Which that really doesn't matter to you guys where it was coming in the house. But just in case, you need to know, if you walk in the front door, watch out for the ants. And we got this certain kind of ant trap. Last year, we had an ant problem in the house. And it came to a breaking point when I discovered an ant near Jenny's coffee. And I realized this, you know, this could be bad.
There was an ant near my coffee?
Was.
I hope you killed it.
I did.
Unmercifully.
I did.
And it doesn't belong near my coffee.
I jumped on it many times. You may remember several months ago hearing a bunch of pounding.
Several months ago?
Yeah, while you were still asleep, like last summer or last fall.
Oh.
That was me mercilessly pounding the ant over and over and over.
I'm glad, because no ant deserves to be near my coffee.
So we've had an ant problem before, and I did a lot of research on, well, a lot of research, meaning I Googled on my phone and read one website, but it explained several different kinds of ant traps and ant poisons and stuff that you can use in order to kill different kinds of house ants. And it recommended this one kind of trap, which is called a terrorizer, maybe in there somewhere. But this little thing is it's basically an indoor swimming pool for ants. But it's a little clear trap, and you cut it open, and the ants walk in. They drink from the Kool-Aid that's inside of this.
Is it actually liquid?
Yeah, it's a liquid.
It's sloshes?
Loshes?
Sloshes. Oh.
What's luscious? Don't you mean luscious? It's luscious.
Luscious liquid.
Well, it doesn't slosh.
It's more like gel.
Yeah, it's like a syrup.
Kind of like drinking from the Jello. Is that what they do?
Pretty close. Or like drinking corn syrup, kind of. Oh. That's more where it's like. And that's what this looks like, clear corn syrup. It's really syrupy. It's probably sweet. I don't know. I haven't tried it on toast yet.
Whatever it is, it attracts the ants.
A lot of them. And I did read a warning on this, is that it said, don't be alarmed when you see that this will actually attract more ants than you've seen before. And I had seen this when we used it last year. We placed several of them, and it was like our house was the party place for the ants.
Yeah. We could hear little screams.
Party! Party! It's a swimming pool! Well, this thing is really effective, and the ants love it. Mm-hmm. But it does kill them.
I'm sure
them.
They could say it, if they could.
I see, like, the path. There is a path that goes to the swimming pool and goes then back into the wall of ants.
Yeah, they all... single file, no ants straight little line.
One by one, hurrah, hurrah. And these ants go to the pool, and at some point, though, they eat this stuff, and they die.
Yeah.
And it's very common for them to die in the swimming pool.
Or near the swimming pool, or on the way to the swimming pool.
But the most common place that I find them is inside. And as the syrup is consumed by the ants, the little inside of this thing starts to also fill up with dead ants.
Yeah, so the liquid is replaced by dead ant carcasses.
Just imagine how that would be with a swimming pool.
Every time someone gets in the swimming pool,
a little bit of water is drained, but eventually people start collecting bodies in the pool.
I don't want to hear this. We have a swimming pool. I don't want nightmares.
Brings bodyboarding to a whole new level. Oh. But I have to wonder, what's going through the ant's mind when they enter this thing?
It can't be anything.
Because they go in, and they're probably thinking, woo, pool time! And there's this like sweet aroma.
Or woo, food!
And they then have to crawl over all of their dead friends to get to this wonderful Kool-Aid that they're drinking.
Hey, Joe, why are you taking a nap? Get up. This is great.
Ants, sure. Scripture says consider the ant sluggard. But Scripture never said anything about the ant is intelligent when it comes to ant poison. They work. Yeah, they're hard workers.
They are hard workers.
So hard workers that they will crawl over the dead bodies of their friends and family in order to get more of this sweet goo.
Can't stop. Gotta feed the queen. Got to. Maybe she's awful. Maybe she's awful. And she's like, I don't care if there are dead ants out there. I don't care if my own child, I don't care if your own sister is out there lying down dead. You go get me food. Maybe that's what she's saying.
But a little, several octaves a little
feed
bit higher.
Feed my babies.
Though. Feed my babies.
Yeah, like that.
So the ants.
Yes, ants are always British. I don't know why.
But I have seen that there are some intelligent creatures in regards to this ant trap. Spiders. Twice now, I've seen small spiders take up residence near the ant trap.
Oh, wow.
Waiting for ants
Smart.
To come.
Smart.
And catches them. Now, I actually got a picture of this today because this new trap.
I want to see it.
I thought it was a dead spider, but then it moved and I realized it wasn't. It was a tiny little spider, but it was sitting right outside of the ramp into this little ant trap.
I
want
to see.
It looked like maybe the gatekeeper at a bar or
it's
something like
feast.
That, you know, like he's there to take tickets from everybody. He's like, go on in, enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how spiders laugh.
Wow.
But I will have a picture of this in the show notes.
Oh, and I don't get to see it.
No, I haven't uploaded it yet.
But this is sad.
The show notes will be at cleancomedypodcast.com/144. And it, in case you're wondering, yes, I did flip my camera lens around in order to take this macro photo that you'll see in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com.
I hope there are any dust bunnies around.
It's a very, very small photo. But these ants, not so smart. Spider, definitely an opportunist.
You know, I just thought of a story to tell involving bugs.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a very long story. I don't really know how to make it longer.
That's okay. Just tell it.
The other day.
I could interrupt.
The other day.
Every time you speak, I could interrupt and make it a little bit longer.
That's not going to work out. The other day.
Are you sure? Because I really could. And that would make it a lot longer and keep everyone in suspense.
Okay, the other day,
suspense is a good thing. Yeah.
The other day, I was sitting at the table, and Jeremy and I were talking after Daniel had gone down to prepare for podcasting, because Jeremy does come over for supper, and I was talking to Jeremy, and all of a sudden, I go cross-eyed.
Doing.
Exactly. And Jeremy starts busting out laughing, and it was because one of those annoying little fruit fly type things had flown right really close to my face in front of my eyes. So, and then Jeremy even narrated. He was like, and Jenny just went cross-eyed.
It does occasionally happen sometimes.
It does, yeah. I felt like I needed to look at it to understand.
But I've heard
was.
People say that it's okay, it's normal, as long as your tongue doesn't stick out at the same time. Because
Did
that's
you know?
When I should start worrying.
I don't know if this is true or not, but when I was in high school, one of my friends told me that if you're cross-eyed and somebody hits you on the back of the head, your eyes will be stuck like that. Don't do it.
I was good.
Don't do it.
That's probably a myth, but we do not recommend any of our listeners to try that. And no animals were harmed in the making of this podcast. Only creatures. Annoying creatures like the neighbor's dog. That's not an animal, that's a demon. And ants, those are not like ants and uncles, but like ants and spiders and ants and pants and ants in the syrup,
ants and stuff. Pants.
Mm-hmm. ants in the pants looking like a fool with the ants in the pants. So now let's move on to some of the funny stuff from you guys, our great listeners. We love you guys, and we know you love us, which you'll hear in just a moment.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
We love having your funny parts of stories or funny stories. I don't know why I said funny parts.
Like
we love
having
your funny parts.
Just, like your funny bone.
Just cut off your funny bone and mail it to us. And we will include it. And hey, maybe that's what's in this box from Dachshund that we're going to open next
he
week.
He said be careful when you open it.
It's about the size of a funny bone.
Oh,
I mean, that makes sense. He doesn't want the humor juices. Leak out of the funny bone if we open it incorrectly.
I'm kind of nervous to open it.
But we'll open that next week. We're going to wait until Jeremy's here so we can open it together.
Together.
But we do love receiving your funny stories or funny things that you see that you can share with us for the audio podcast. You can email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221 and leave a message there. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click on the send a voice message link. That also works on your iPads,
iPhones. We like hearing your voices.
Yep, we do. And we've got some voices today from Trevor Bottoms.
Trevor Bottoms, I'm so sorry for your name. Poor guy. Or is it a girl?
It's a guy, yeah.
Okay.
It would be even worse if it was a guy. I mean, a girl.
I've only ever heard of a boy named Trevor. Boy name. But it could happen.
Isn't that a movie? Boy named Trevor?
Not that I know of.
We had a rat-faced Trevor once.
What?
In our podcast, yeah.
What?
Trevor from once... He was from... I almost said Once Upon a Time. From... Nobody's Listening podcast.
Rat faced?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you insulting this person's face?
Because that's his Twitter handle.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, here's the voicemail from Trevor Bottoms.
Hey there. My name is Trevor Bottoms. Yes, that is my real last name. It has nothing to do...
Apparently, he's a karate guy, too.
Trevor hey there. Bottoms. You do the laugh so much better than I do. Please do it now.
Yeah, when I do it, it's like old style bad guy. When Jenny does it, it's like being punched. Do it again. Anyway, here's what Mr. Karate Trevor Bottoms said.
Bottoms.
Hey there. My name is Trevor Bottoms. Yes, that is my real last name. It has nothing to do with my childhood, but it is still quite humorous. I would like to begin by saying you guys are by far the best of the most popular. And I mean that. Bottom of everything.
From your bottoms.
Well, he said from the bottom of everything. So it's from Mr. Bottoms, bottom of everything.
You could take that badly. If you wanted to, from the bottom of my everything,
from the bottom of my barrel, from the bottom of my toes,
the bottom of my sewage tank, from the bottom of my toaster,
Mr. Bottoms continues.
From the bottom of my bathtub.
Oh, imagine how terrible! I mean, not terrible, but imagine. He probably does not get involved in children's ministry, like Vacation Bible School or...
I'm Trevor Bottoms.
I mean,
all the kids giggling.
You know, having the kids call him Mr. Bottoms.
Yeah. Mr. Bottoms.
The only way he could get away with that is in some other country where that doesn't mean as much to them as us. Like, I don't know, maybe Texas or something. Maybe Florida or... Canada or
does Mr.
Like that.
Bottoms happen to be in our chat room right now?
I don't think so. But we'll continue with this voicemail from Mr. Bottoms.
Mr. Bottoms.
Anyway, I used to go to college,
aka Mr. Bum.
I quit going there. And anyway, I hope you know what a ripstick is. Anyway, it's kind of like a skateboard with two wheels. And I used to park at the bottom of this parking lot and then ride my ripstick to class. Well, one day that parking spot was taken, so I had to park at the very top of this parking lot, way up high at the very top, and I didn't realize that it's at a really steep hill.
Uh-oh.
So, anyway, I jump on my ripstick, and I got my hands in the straps of my bag, my backpack, and cause I'm real nerdy like that, and I'm riding down this hill. Anyway, apparently that's the sound my ripstick makes. Anyway, I'm going down this hill, and all of a sudden I realize I'm booking. I'm actually, well, this isn't true, but it'd be funny. I was passing cars. Uh-oh. Driving by. I was going so fast. I was really going really fast. Well, anyway, I realized I had three choices because cars were pulling in, so I have to decide. I have to make a decision quick. I can this bad boy out. I can try to veer and land in some... There's just kind of this grass with a line of trees, or I can try to stop. So I did none of those things. And I freaked out, and I just kind of went down. Well, anyway, my hands were still in my straps, and when I hit the ground, my face was going straight towards the pavement, and I could see the pavement. I thought, I'm about to bust my face. Well, anyway, the backpack out of nowhere comes and lands on the ground, and then my head lands on the backpack, giving me padding, and I do a complete flip. Anyway, I crash, and boom, 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 and I come up, and I land on my feet, and I'm...
Apparently, he hit some drums on the way down.
Boom, boom, boom.
Running. The momentum is going so fast, I can't catch myself. So I actually take three steps, and then boom, I hit the ground again. And then I flip and flip, flip, and then I actually somehow I slowed down and I landed on my feet. And I look around, and this black guy's running up to me, and he's like, "Oh, dude, yeah, I saw the whole thing." Oh, and he's giving me this secret handshake I didn't even know I knew, but I knew it. I knew it. And anyway, I look up, and the way the ripstick is completely, it's completely away from me. It's not even close to me. Anyway, he gives me the secret handshake, and then he's like, "Oh, dude, that was cool. I thought you were going to pull it out, man, and then you ripped." Anyway, true story. It's crazy. About a week later, they said there was a big sign when I got to college that said no skateboards. Anyway, that's a story for you. Love you.
Oh, we Aww. Love you too, Mr. Bottoms.
We're loved by Mr. Bottoms. We love you too, Mr. Bottoms. That's just fun to say, Mr. Bottoms. It's a great name. I could just say it a lot.
Imagine if he was a doctor.
Mr. Bottoms, what kind of doctor would you be?
He might specialize in Coca colonoscopies.
Oh, no. Mr. Bottoms.
Maybe, you know, with a name like that, he could become like the professional toilet seat tester.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, seriously, somebody's got to do it.
Mr. Bottoms.
It's like the lottery. Somebody's got to do it. Might as well be you. Chances are, you'll have fun.
Get your toilet seat tested by none other than Mr. Bottoms.
Mr. Bottoms approved toilet seat.
Wow.
We also got this email in from Anthony. He said, "Dear the Ramen Noodle, thank you for this awesome podcast. It is extremely entertaining and very funny. I found this podcast about a week and a half ago while browsing iTunes for new podcasts. Ever since then, I have listened to at least 100 podcasts." I think he means episodes.
Wow.
"And have loved every one. It's hard to find quality, clean comedy podcasts on iTunes, but I'll have to settle with yours anyway." No, but he didn't say that part, but he said, "Hard to find anymore. I only have one little suggestion. You may want to start warning listeners about listening to this podcast while going to sleep or while spacing out. It has a strange effect on the brain.
Oh, no.
I learned from this. I rarely dream about anything, but while listening to your podcast last night, I was having the strangest dreams I have ever had. One of my dreams that I distinctly remember was about an old lady cooking bacon on a rainbow over a lake that is by my house."
Oh, my.
"Bacon pancakes, making bacon pancakes. Take some, rub some bacon on it."
Oh my, you were too good at that.
And also, since it had to do with the rainbow, "Pink fluffy unicorns dancing on rainbows." The whole time, she was staring at me while flipping the bacon in the pan.
Creepy.
I woke up to the podcast playing through my headphones and realized what was most likely the source of this very odd and random dream. Anyway, thanks for the weird dreams and the awesome podcast. Your new fan, 4N1HO0NY, or in other words, Anthony. And he's 13 years old, homeschooled, and listens from Colorado, which thus explains his spelling.
Oh, yeah. I have a funny story.
Yes?
I just looked up and saw it.
You see?
Yes.
Wow, it's like, I don't know. I lost it there.
Was it Ellie Active that drew us pictures?
Mm-hmm.
Ellie, I don't know if you're in the chat room right now, but Daniel's been using that picture
regularly, professionally.
Please tell her how you've been using her picture.
Yeah, and actually, thank you for reminding me, because I did take a picture of this for the show notes too.
I read your mind.
Yeah, so Ellie sent us those pictures of all three of us from a couple episodes ago,
and all monkeys.
Yeah, and
monkeys and kilts.
I've been doing some new kind of video stuff. because, you know, I'm trying to get on YouTube and build up a following there on YouTube. You can go to youtube.com/noodlemx if you want to check it out.
Noodle.
And subscribe to our stuff there. It's mostly podcasting, Once Upon a Time, and comedy stuff, but mostly right now podcasting things. So I've been recording some videos for that. And I've learned a lesson several times. Well, it took several times to learn a lesson, and that is get the focus right on my camera. Because I've recorded videos 13 times before, and every time, you know, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing and expecting different results. Well, I was temporarily insane because I was doing the exact same thing with my camera, thinking it was focused when it wasn't really focused. I'd record my video, look at the video, and then it was completely out of focus. So I then had to figure out things, and Jenny's come down previously and helped me out with the focus of the camera, but I didn't want to have to keep asking her to come down. And this one day she had a headache and she couldn't come down to help me out with the, or I didn't want to bother her to come down and help me with this thing. So I looked around trying to figure out what could I do. And then I saw it.
You saw it.
I saw Ellie's picture of Jenny, the monkey picture of Jenny, that is, or Jenny as
Jenny
a monkey.
Monkey.
Yeah.
We'll just call her that. Jenny monkey.
And I got this idea. So I took one of my other mic stands that has a clip on the end of it, and I positioned it so that it would clip right near my face. And I took this picture of Jenny Monkey, and I clipped it to this mic stand and made it so that the paper just touched my nose. And then I got up from my seat, went over, and focused the camera on that paper.
Mm-hmm.
And so now Jenny Monkey is really the focus of
Jenny Monkey
my
is now a model.
My professional, yeah, life.
Jenny Monkey's a model,
but it's never seen in any of my videos. But I will have a picture in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com.
She looks very happy.
144.
Jenny Monkey looks very happy.
Yeah, Jenny
Doesn't
Monkey
she?
Is very happy. She's singing
happy.
Because she's on camera a lot.
She's singing,
and
what?
She feels
what
like
is she
wow,
singing?
I'm the definition of focus. I think she's singing.
Maybe since you guys play that song so much, or I should say you guys meaning you.
Yeah.
We should have that guy on our podcast. We should invite him on our podcast.
It's songs to wear pants to. Yeah. Is the guy's YouTube
maybe he
name.
Could maybe he could do like a summary song of one of our episodes and play it for us.
Well, I have been interested in maybe hiring him. At one point, I was interested in hiring him to do our theme song.
Oh.
Because that's something that he does. He makes songs for people.
Theme songs. Now, that would be interesting. Maybe our next theme song, after this one gets old and stale and moldy and crusty and stuff, we could invite him to make our song for us.
But this podcast will be as crusty as we want it to be. We also received this voicemail from Todd Marriott.
Hey, this is Todd, the bald guy, calling. I work for a real estate company. We manage vacation homes. Well, this weekend I'm on call, and I got a phone call from the angry guy who was just complaining because one of our guests had parked in his driveway. So anyways, he's like, can you call the guest? And I'm like, okay, I'll call him. And so I give him a call. They don't answer their phone, so I leave him a message. It was a pretty lengthy message. Saying, you know, can you please move your vehicle? If you have trouble with this, can you please give me a call back? Blah, blah, blah. And right at the end of the message, I started to say, in Jesus' name, because I'm so used to saying it when I pray and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
So, I'm really glad that didn't happen. In Jesus' name, move your car.
I love you. I mean, no, I don't. I don't know why I
just
said that.
It's one or the other, but it, you know, that's the problem when we get used to praying and God, please give me this, please give me a pony, please, you know, give me lots of money, please do this, please do that, please bring world peace, and please you know,
give
move
me back
your car,
my hair,
and in Jesus' name, amen. Yeah.
Oh goodness. That's hilarious.
Now, Todd is actually from a band called Battle Victorious. And we've mentioned before that he left an iTunes review for us.
Ooh.
With the name Battle Victorious.
I still like Mr. Bottoms better. I like that name better.
Mr. Bottoms, would you review us on iTunes, please?
Oh, if you were like a preschool teacher, Mr. Bottoms, can you wipe my bottom?
Oh, you went there. but his group is called Battle Victorious, and you can check them out and should check them out at battlevictorious.com. They did send us a free CD of some of their music. So, with, I assume, his permission, he probably won't mind. I'm going to just, like, jump through some of these.
Oh, boy.
But it's kind of folksy music.
Ooh.
With an accordion.
I might have to borrow this.
Yeah, it's fun. You know,
this
it's kind of
nice.
Like, can imagine Grandpa telling some stories of the Old West. But some fun music. You can check them out.
That is fun. I want to listen more. Can I stop podcasting and go upstairs and listen now?
No, you may not. But I will give you the CD
okay.
that you can listen to at some point.
I will listen to it. Not at just some point. I will watch it, you know, at the very next point that I can.
And he sent us several voicemails, too. So we'll be hearing from him again in the future. But I did cut it out of his voicemail, his little self-promotion bit, just because I wanted to do it. And say thank you for the CD. We really appreciate that. So, listeners, we'd love to have your funny stories.
Who sent that in? The CD?
Todd.
I really like it, Todd. I like it. Bless your bald head. I love it.
Bless your beautiful bald head. Oh, that reminds me. I wonder if I could find this picture anywhere. I might not be able to because I think I got it. Yeah, it was taken on a project at my old job. But I was at a conference as a photographer, and I saw this guy that had a perfectly bald head. Not just shaven. His head was entirely bald, like if he had waxed it or something. There was no speck of hair whatsoever.
Not a speck of hair? Not even a speck of hair?
Not a smidge of hair. That's right, Zuzu. And it was so perfectly round too. I just kind of wanted to go up and rub it and feel like, wow, it's so smooth and round. No, I didn't. But what I did do is, because I was the photographer, I grabbed the camera and held it above my head so it got just the top of his head and then focused on his head, and everything else in the background was blurred, and it looked like a planet. It was great. But I don't have access to that photo. I wish I did, but I don't think
but
I
you
do.
Took it. Why wouldn't you have access to it?
Because I took it for, I was on a work project. Although, I may know where that photo is. I may be able to get that photo.
You should do it. And then you should call the guy with the bald head that looks like a planet and ask him if you have rights to publish said photo of said man with said bald head.
You can't identify him, so it's fine.
But what if his bald head is... What if he recognizes his own bald head? He's like, hey.
I doubt that. If I can
find my photo back.
If I can find that photo, it'll also be in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/144. Now, we would love to receive your funny stuff, and we would love to receive it now. That's why I say the word now.
Yesterday.
Way too often. But you can email.
We would have liked to have received it. Yesterday.
Yeah.
That's how late you are.
Yes. I mean, you can email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or leave a voicemail at 903-231-2221. Or you can package something up and mail it to us, like your bald head or chocolate or CDs or
chocolate,
anything like that, by sending it to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005.
We really like chocolate. And when I say we, I mean me. I really like chocolate.
And I like it when chocolate's wrapped in dollar bills, too.
Oh, yeah.
As a way of supporting the podcast. We always appreciate that. Yeah. The richer the chocolate, doesn't matter. It's the richer the dollar bills on the outside. So it's just after Easter. We should have told people this right before Easter so they could have gone, gotten half-price chocolate at the local store, and then mailed that to us. That would have been great. But now it's time for this bit.
And now it's time for the Weekly Noodleism, the part of the show where the ramen noodle takes a common figure of speech and noodles it.
I was thinking about a phrase recently that we say a lot, and that is, take it with a grain of salt. Now, the phrase actually means, well, Jenny, what does that mean to you? Take it with a grain of salt.
It means kind of, it might not be entirely true, right?
Yeah. Take it with some criticism, some critical thinking, some skepticism.
Yeah. Have discretion.
But why salt?
I don't know. Why not sugar?
Yeah, exactly.
Why not pepper? Why not paprika? Or cayenne pepper flakes?
Okay, okay.
Or nutmeg.
Let's not get racist
or
here.
Or pumpkin spice.
Okay, let's tone this down. And but you mentioned sugar, and that's exactly what I was thinking of. Because think of the woman of virtue, Mary Poppins, and how she her greatest advice to
woman
mankind.
Woman of virtue.
Yeah, her greatest advice to mankind is a spoonful of sugar. So why don't we instead say, you know, take it with a spoonful of sugar? I mean, I think that's a much better way of saying it.
We should start saying it that way.
That's also
a great way. Take it with a spoonful of sugar.
That's also a great way if you need to deliver something that's a little bit hard for the other person to
hear.
Let's
start
like some
a movement
kind of
right now.
Yeah.
Let's start a movement.
Yeah.
No more grains of salt.
No.
Spoonful of sugar.
Yeah.
I've got nothing else.
I was getting all riled up and you just left me hanging there.
To say.
I was almost on the verge of rioting, but you kind of dropped me.
I dropped the spoonful of sugar instead of dropping the ball.
But I think it's so much better to take it with a spoonful of sugar. Now, while we're talking about spoonfuls of sugar, though, Mary Poppins was as, you know, practically perfect in every way as she was.
She's really proud. That's what she was.
Yeah, but she also was a little bit vague in her advice.
She's really vain, too.
Did she want us to take brown sugar? Light or brown sugar? Did she want us to take...
I think it meant sugar of your choice.
White sugar? Powdered sugar?
I mean, I like,
do the
white
powdered sugar.
Sugar
challenge, maybe?
Ah.
Which doesn't quite work as easily as the cinnamon challenge. Powdered sugar just kind of melts in your mouth and not in your hands. Or maybe is she one of those fringe types of people who wants us to take hydrogenated corn syrup? Because
we're getting,
that's basically sugar.
We're getting suggestions. Organic cane sugar. Stevia sugar. What are some other? Agave nectar.
Yeah,
take it with a spoonful of agave nectar.
If you know what I mean. Yeah, that's getting a little bit hippie, though, when we start getting into all of those alternative
spoonful
energy sources.
Spoonful of agave. Make some medicine. Go down.
I'm trying to think of something that rhymes with agave.
Or brown sugar.
A spoonful of Splenda helps the...
A spoonful of dark brown sugar.
Spoonful of Splenda helps the Blenda go down.
Ew. Ew. If you're a cannibal and you eat Brenda for breakfast.
If watching Blend Tech Will It Blend commercials make you hungry, then a spoonful of Splenda help the Blenda go down.
Oh, goodness.
But I like this. Take it with a spoonful of sugar.
Yeah. Yes, let's do it.
Yeah.
All right, everybody. We're going to change and revolutionize the saying, take it with a grain of salt.
And this is very versatile, too. Whereas take it with a grain of salt is talking about, you know, you'll have to be a little bit skeptical of this. Consider this carefully.
We don't use salt that way.
No.
We don't use it in grains.
No, we never, you know, give someone a grain of salt when we're giving them an idea that they should be skeptical of.
Take it with a spoonful of sugar.
But, yeah, that works great
for, turn their
you know,
heads.
It could be something like maybe like next time Jeremy's here, we'll say, Jeremy, you're ugly, but... Take it with a spoonful of sugar, and that'll make it better. Because he'll have that sugar, and it will be okay.
It'll be okay. Everything will be okay, and little birds will be landing on your finger, and you'll be singing suddenly, and looking in the mirror, and your reflection will sing back to you.
Wow.
You'll have flowers on your hair. Hat.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah, I watched that movie quite a few times.
What?
I didn't really like it a whole lot, but I watched it a lot.
At one point... Mary Poppins was considered a bad movie because there's levitation.
Yes, there is.
But it's happy levitation.
Via umbrella.
Well, more than that. Remember when they were laughing?
Oh, yeah.
I love to love. Ha, ha.
Ha, 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 ha
I can't do anymore for copyright reasons.
I think I just came off my chair.
That's come from that spoonful of sugar I gave you a little bit earlier. But listeners, would you like to give us a spoonful of sugar?
How about a package full of chocolate? I like that a lot better.
Well, yeah, you can mail a package full of chocolate, but a way that you can give us like a spoonful of sugar is to leave a rating or review for us in iTunes. You can go to cleancomedypodcast.com/iTunes to leave a rating and review for us, especially written review. Those are the ones we really appreciate because we get to see who you are. And I want to thank Silverwatch and Wickle Waffle Maker.
And Trevor Bottoms.
Well, no, these are two people who left reviews
for us.
I
just want to thank him.
Oh, maybe Trevor Bottoms will leave
a
review
for us. For sharing
his
name. But, Trevor Bottoms.
The second guy, I can't tell if it's like Weekend Waffle Maker. Like weekend, it's been weekend, it was once strong, now it's Weekend Waffle Maker, or maybe Weekend. It's WKDWAFFLEMAKERMOUSC.
No. I think he makes waffles on the weekends.
Or it could be something like he's the Wicked Waffle Maker. Oh. He's an evil French person.
Ah.
The Wicked Waffle Maker.
Wow, your face just then.
So thank you so much for those kind ratings and reviews for us in iTunes.
Thank
we really
you.
Appreciate it. It encourages us and it helps other people find the podcast.
I want
as
some
well.
People to thank. Give me some people to thank.
You could thank Silverwatch.
Thank you, Silverwatch. I want another one.
You could thank Wicked Waffle Maker.
Thank you, Wicked Waffle Maker.
And that's it.
Thanks, that's it. So hey, I can shout out to our people in the chat
room.
Yeah,
we do the podcast live on Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
I'm shouting!
Eastern Daylight Time, that's GMT minus 4.
Dachson, Aaron J., Maddie, Matthew Paul, Mystery Cat 25. I had to do it in an awesome voice. Wins Watcher. No, that doesn't really work for me.
Angie Bell.
Belle Nicholson, Bubble the Just for Show. Rose is dancing for Christ and Scribble Jack.
So thank you so much, everybody.
And one anonymous user.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody, for joining us for the Clean Comedy Podcast live. And we'd love to have you joining us live in the chat room, too. And you get to see interesting things, like when you mentioned certain actors' names and how they're blocked out in our chat room accidentally.
Starred Van Dyke.
We would love to have you as part of the podcast. You can email your funny stories or stuff you want to share with us to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com and click or tap on the send a voice message link. And that does work on your iOS device as well. And we'd love to receive packages from you.
Yes.
Mail them to The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. And follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and you can follow me on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/Jenny's Nook.
And for our friend Jeremy Laughlin, whom you can follow at Fleagon, he wants to let all of you know to... And next time life treats you like an amateur, keep laughing because you are not the only one. Thank you for listening and check out the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/144.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.